Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about lunch at Space 220 at Epcot and Cinnamon Bun JoJo's. Trader Joe's Cinnamon Bun JoJo's. We'll also try Snyder's of Hanover Hot Buffalo Wing Pretzel Pieces.
What a delight. A delightful array of things we have here.
Good roundup.
Thanks.
You got lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You got dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Trader Joe's Cinnamon Bun JoJo's.
Excuse me. Sorry. So sorry.
You usually do that. I'm just trying to strive for consistency.
Yes.
I almost said mediocrity, which also we do. See, you did the Snyder's right.
Thank you.
No, it's on the Snyder's.
Thank you so much. I almost just said Snyder's, but I decided to go Snyder's of Hanover.
I'm a Snyder's man.
Really are.
Miss me with that rolled gold shit.
Yeah.
It's bad.
If I come home with store brand pretzels, Dave will not eat them.
Hold on. Now, yes, hold.
It's true.
That's not entirely true. I will eat the Kroger rods.
The fatties or the skinnies?
The fatties.
Okay.
I won't eat pretzel sticks at all. Of a pretzel.
Oh, I don't mind a pretzel stick. I think it's good for dipping in hummus.
I was going to say it's like particularly bad at dipping for hummus because it can't carry a dip. It's like the poutine all over again.
You do a little swirl and you get like a little hummus pop.
And it falls off.
It's mostly hummus and a little pretzel, which is the correct ratio.
I think if you're in an environment where you've got your face down next to the hummus,
mm-hmm,
and you're scooping and you're hoping that there's just like a second of time that the hummus is on the pretzel.
What runny hummus are you eating?
That the same as stay? You. It's not like I have a special hummus stash at the house. We're eating the same hummus.
Listener, pretzel sticks and hummus. Yes? No.
The fatties, yes. That is why I like the fatties.
Because those are good for hummus.
Yes. So you've amended your statement.
What statement?
That I will not eat any non-Snyder. Like, I'm trying to give Snyder's their flowers.
Yeah.
And you contorted this into he's such an arm-folded snob.
Saying that you just love Snyder's that much.
I'm a Snyder's man.
You're a Snyder's guy.
Miss me,
man.
With the rolled gold. Store brand can, it's up and down. Case by case. I'm open-minded. I have tried the Kroger small round pretzels.
Twists. Not for me. I think those are called twists.
Not for me.
Not for you.
Not for me. That, I acknowledge that they're called twists. I'm not saying that that nomenclature is not for me. I'm saying that the small pretzel shaped,
mm-hmm,
Kroger is not for me.
Correct. Okay.
I don't think I've tried the Publix one. Trader Joe's. Come on. Come on. What's my number one from Trader Joe's?
Peanut butter pretzels.
Oh, peanut butter what?
Okay.
Peanut butter what?
I rescind my statement. I was wrong. I was wrong to say that about you and store brand pretzels.
Now, I will say, having said that about Snyder's, thank you. I will say, having said that about Snyder's,
yeah,
the square window pane ones.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Really?
Garbage.
Sometimes they don't have the twists, and so I get the window panes.
I know. It's the worst day of the year every time you do that. Just replaces the previous worst day of the year, because you do it a lot.
So they're out of the twists a lot.
I'd rather have no pretzel
Oh.
than that.
Well, this is news to me. Breaking. Well,
I have said it several times. I understand that that can be true and that it can also still be news to you. You got to get past that front shelf of responses.
Yes, you really do.
To really get into the sweet spot of that mind. It's too buttery. It's got like a fake buttery taste to it.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Okay.
So.
Listener.
Hashtag window pane. What are they called? What are they called? Since you know what they're all called.
Oh, I don't know what those are called.
Okay. Squares.
Lattice.
Lattice?
It's like a lattice.
I was going to call them hashtags, but they're not.
Lattice. That's what lattice is.
Yeah, I know. I said window pane. That's appropriate too.
It is.
Yeah, like this.
Mm-hmm. We're making these symbols with our fingers.
Yeah.
For the listener at home.
One day we'll do a video feed.
Mm-hmm.
We won't. I don't think we
don't
ever
think
will.
We will. No.
Probably. I think that'll be, we can point to that as why the podcast failed, not the other clear reasons, but we'll point to, oh, we never pivoted to video.
Yeah.
We should though. Don't you think people want to see us?
Listener, do you want to see us? Yes or
I'm
no?
I'm waiting.
get back to us. We'll be here.
So, actually, I do think I've had the Publix pretzel-shaped ones, mm-hmm. and I think they're good.
Yeah?
I think they're okay. I think they're okay.
I don't really...
I don't like pretzels.
I don't like pretzels. I mean, if it's pretzels and hummus, like, fine, I guess. But, like, I'd rather dip a pita chip or...
Oh, I thought you're going to keep going with the rhyme.
Oh, gosh.
Dip a pita chip.
I'd rather dip a pita chip.
So I can take my hummus sip.
Yes. Continue. You're good at this.
No. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said that's all I got, I mean for the whole episode.
Oh. Well, thank you all for listening.
Now let's just get to the restaurant.
Wow. Dave.
What?
How are you?
I'm fine. Look, I hurt my foot. I went on did a 5K yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt my foot on a 5K. Pushed it too hard.
You did great at that 5K.
Well, I let myself be competitive.
Yeah. That's...
I did not want to be competitive, but I saw others achieving and it motivated me to try to achieve.
That happens to me every single time I'm on the Beltline. We all skate at different rates so we have like little stopping points, you know? And I always think I'm in the back. And then I get there and there's like two people.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, that's why I'm so out of breath. Because I thought, and I always push it because I feel like I'm falling behind.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like being in a pack environment, it does that. So that happened to you yesterday at the 5K.
If we could take it off of skating and bring it back to me.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That reminds me of the skating.
That makes me think about skating.
So I'm trying to train for a half marathon. Trying to do some long runs, and I missed my run today because my foot hurt because I pushed it too hard yesterday.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry. It's a bummer. I pushed it too hard. I did a 13-mile run a couple of weeks ago. I've been recovering from that. This was my first day back, like feeling great about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pushed it. I foolishly pushed it. And now I'm back. Like, so I got all that to deal with.
Yeah.
And I run every day. If I don't run every day, it's kind of a mental health thing.
Yeah.
It's a problem. So instead of doing that, I got up this morning with our son.
Mm-hmm.
We got our handheld video game systems. And we sat on the porch and drank our little morning drinks and listened to music and played our little video games.
That is adorable.
It is adorable. So we did that. And now we're doing this.
Yeah.
So straight A's today, you know?
Aw, yay.
Yeah, we're having a great time.
Yeah, we are.
We're having a great time. How are you?
I'm good. I took the dog to the vet for like a checkup and all her shots. We have managed to get it to a point with her where pretty much everything happens all at once on one visit. It's not like a rabies shot here and I can't think of a single other shot.
Bordetella.
Bordetella this week. No, it just all happens.
Parvo.
Parvo another week.
I threw that one out.
As a bonus.
No, it was a wrong one. And I was like, is she just picking them up without looking at them?
Yeah, correct. Anyway,
this one's a turd.
It was the big, like, she has like a yearly, basically, which is kind of great. Expensive all at once, but I mean, it would be the same spread out. Anyway, since her last shot extravaganza, she went from 50 to 76. So we are dealing with that. We are not sure if it's because she is a lazy baby or if it's something else is going on.
Becky.
I've been Googling thyroid conditions in dogs a lot. Yes.
It's because she's a lazy baby. There may be medical things augmenting that, biological things augmenting that, but she is not, we are not people who encourage exercise in our pets.
No, we have potatoes for pets.
We do not foster exercise in our pets. Some of our pets.
Some of our pets. No, of our, what? Why can't I do a Southern accent? Go on.
Some of our pets thrive despite that.
Yeah.
Some of them, Molly.
Yeah.
Cora. Mm-hmm. Do not.
Yeah, so we gotta get on that.
Whatever the outcome of these lab results is, we need to commit to doing better by our dog.
I'm just worried about our baby. She's such a sweet little potato.
You know, I'm not a doctor.
No.
You didn't know that?
I didn't. Okay. I thought I married a doctor, sweetie.
And look around you. You think this is how a doctor lives?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No. It's. I got news for you. Oh, no. It can be so much better. But I would say that it's possible that her poor health, like her laziness, is leading to a thyroid issue.
Oh.
Like they're not parallel paths.
Oh, it's a chicken and egg situation.
One might be, if not creating, inflating.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not creating the thyroid issue, but it's making it worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, fed her like 3 pieces of kibble this morning. We're going to get her on a drastic.
Did you see I put a measuring cup in the food container?
Yeah.
We are working on it.
So do you want to go back to Epcot? The good part of Epcot? It's true though. We said that World Showcase is not for us.
No.
Last time when we talked about Le Cellier Steakhouse.
Yeah.
It's not for us. There are good things there, but we don't spend a lot of time there. We go to a thing there and then we leave it. We go to Ratatouille, we leave it. We go to Frozen, we leave it. We go to the boat ride in Mexico, we leave it. Future World, we put our feet up.
Yeah.
We sit around, we hear cool ambient music, mm-hmm. we drink Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. I get food poisoning.
Yep.
We ride our rides,
mm-hmm.
we have a nice time.
Yeah, it's true. The World Showcase is something you go to because there's a ride you want to get to and then you get out because it's just full of drunk Disney adults.
Yeah. And it's like there's not really a lot of places to sit and relax. And to be fair, Future World didn't have that either, but they recently renovated it and we found some nice park-like places to sit and have a nice time.
Yeah, they have a nice shaded seating area. Yeah. That's just like it's pretty and it's chill. And sometimes in the middle of the day at Disney, that's exactly what you need.
Well, you went full mom mode to where you were like, I think I'm just going to sit here and you guys know where I am.
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah.
Where were you? You were going on a ride that I couldn't go on.
Yeah, Cosmic Rewind.
Yes. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do is just sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. You are a mom, not an insult.
It was great.
Yeah.
I sat in the shade.
Yeah. Anyway, this has nothing to do with any of that. We went to a restaurant in Future World.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only relation it has to what we were talking about.
Yes.
It's a space-themed restaurant, Space 220. Tough to get a reservation.
Yeah.
But I got one. Got one for lunch. So the family went there for lunch. And now we're going to talk about it.
Yes, we are.
So there we are at Space 220. We check in. We get our boarding pass. And we get on to an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
The elevator... It's a space elevator.
It takes us up to space, a space station.
There's a projection screen above, a projection screen below. I can only assume these were not windows, that these were projection screens.
What?
I can only assume. Got a lot of thoughts about this, but I don't think we really went to space.
Agree to disagree.
You would never know. The effect is just that good. But you get to see through the window or screen below. Mm-hmm. You are taking off. There's the plume of smoke and the earth shoots away from you. And then if you look up, you see a little dot in the distance that gets ever closer and a little railing that you're going along, which is the space elevator.
Yeah.
And then you get up there, you board, you dock. You dock and then you board. You should not do it the other way around.
No, not in space. It's very important to do things in the correct order. Yeah.
Most docking and boarding relationships could benefit from this advice.
Yes, but especially in
the vacuum of space. So we dock and then we board. And I gotta say, very, very cool style to the lobby of this restaurant.
Yes. Wait. Wasn't the lobby kind of boring?
No.
It was like
the waiting area for the
elevator was. It was just like a white room.
It was like a 2001 white room.
With nothing on the walls.
Right.
No windows or anything.
Right. But then you get up into space. Mm-hmm. And there's a window with a rotating garden. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That has lots of veggies and stuff in it that's rotating around, like a big drum that's rotating around.
Yep.
Goes as far as the eye can see. Some cool archways. We get seated right away. So we go into the main dining room. And the main dining room has pretty stylish, like, booths and tables. There's a little bar. I think you can get a reservation for the bar separately. Mm-hmm. Which, again, like, a lot of blue light.
We agreed that it felt a lot like walking into 10 Forward.
Yeah.
On the Enterprise Next Generation version.
Yeah.
There's huge, the wall is pretty much all window. And through the window, you can see Earthrise.
Mm-hmm. Which, but not just Earthrise. Go ahead.
No, go on. That's all I was going to say.
You see passenger ships come and go. You see astronauts working out there floating around.
All kinds of space shit out there.
It's just like happening and passing you by kind of in an ambient sense.
Yeah.
We got seated right next to a window.
We did.
That's right. Our server came out. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. And her name was? Nope. Again. Oh, my God.
I was really bad at... Oh, no. Tina.
Tina.
Tina was amazing.
Tina was great.
She really knew her stuff about what was vegan, what was not, what could be made vegan, and what substitutions you could do to have a great experience. Because the plant-based options on the menu were pretty limited, so she helped us navigate so we could still have like the full experience.
And hacked it so that we could have the full experience.
Yeah, she did.
Did a little goosing on our behalf.
Yes, that's what I was getting at, was yes, because limited plant-based options.
Well, I think it's worth saying that the menu has pretty limited options in total.
Yeah, it's a prefix menu. Yeah.
So if you're in that situation, like your options are already pretty limited.
Yeah. So we ordered. We started with drinks. The kid got the space lemonade, which came in a cup that looked like a rocket ship, and it had a light up plastic ice cube in it. So it was glowing.
Yeah.
And it was a lemonade and it was good.
It was very cool. There was a really cool cocktail menu. A lot of space themed drinks. It's 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I know everybody else at Epcot is drinking, but I cannot do that. Like I'm just going to get, if I have a cocktail, I'm going to get too tired.
Yeah.
I did have a beer though. Mm-hmm. I think it was just Sierra Nevada. Hazy little thing or something like that.
A space beer?
Sure, space beer.
Mm-hmm. Dave had a space beer.
Yeah, yeah. It was refreshing. It was nice. Nice to break up the day with that. What'd you have?
I had the Solar Flare Sour, which was a mango grapefruit non-alcoholic margarita, and it was delightful.
Yeah.
I let the kid have one sip, and then I drank the rest of it probably too fast because it was so good.
Yeah.
Sweet, sour, delightful.
That sounds delightful.
I don't know how margarita-y it tastes,
yeah,
but it tasted lovely. And I love how mocktail options are becoming more readily available because it is nice to get a fancy drink. And I do love a lemonade. I will gleefully order a lemonade. There's one restaurant we go to, Dead End Drinks, mm-hmm. that has a nice mocktail menu. And I always get their lemonade because it's so good. But it's nice to have other options and feel like you're part of society, even though you don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I think I didn't know at what point I wanted to talk about this, but when we talked about Le Cellier, we said how nice it was to feel like you weren't in the park. Mm-hmm. You felt like you had been transported somewhere. I felt like Space 220 was very similar. Obviously, like that's the point of the experience.
Right. You've left the park and gone to space.
But I think here, and it was true with Le Cellier too, like you are so removed from it, with the exception of the fact that you're there with other people who went to Epcot that day.
Right.
And at Le Cellier, I think that's a crapshoot. Like the restaurant can't do anything to control for that.
Right.
Le Cellier, fine, whatever. We all looked silly because we're all in theme park gear. When you're at Space 220, the crowd there was very strange, very entitled. There was a lot of lack of just general manners going on.
Yes, for sure. People were sloppy. And I think part of it was that we were in Epcot and they were wasted. And in a steakhouse environment, that doesn't stand out as much as it does in an environment like this. Also, this was lunchtime.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, if people are a little sloppy, like, fine, it's 8 p.m. Like, you're going to bed soon. On a Disney day, certainly, because you're exhausted. But like at 1 p.m., it hits different when people are just like sloppy and yelling and stuff.
Well, and it was brought to a fine point when I went to the bathroom.
Oh.
And the bathrooms are set up where the men's room is on one side and the women's room is on the other side of like a little hallway. And the corner of my eye, I noticed as I'm going into the men's room that the women's room like door was open. And wouldn't have thought much of it if the guy leaving the men's room hadn't craned his neck into the women's room to see... to try and, I don't know, get a look.
Ugh.
And I said, really?
Good for you. That is some ally shit.
He snapped his head around. But I was like, gross.
Did you say gross as well?
No, I didn't say gross.
Well, that's okay. The really was enough.
Yeah.
Good for you. Maybe he'll think about his behavior.
It was tacky people. Tacky people everywhere at Disney. Maybe I was hungry. Maybe I was grumpy. I noticed it a lot more here.
I definitely, in my notes, I wrote that I was hangry. This was a late lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the way the prefix menu worked is that you got an entree and then you would get two sides. That's the lunch prefix. The dinner prefix, you also, it's a little more expensive, but you also get a dessert.
Yeah.
However.
Tina. Cue Tina.
Tina was like, oh, but you are vegan. And there is only one vegan, really veganizable appetizer that is still good after you take off all the animal products. That is the beet salad, where you ask for no cheese and they will replace the cheese with additional beets. Mm-hmm. And she said, but because there's really only one appetizer available to you, I can offer you one of the desserts because we have some vegan desserts, including a carrot cake, which, listener, I can't say no to a carrot cake. I love carrot cake.
Yeah.
I love cream cheese frosting.
Yeah.
I love the cinnamony flavor. Oh, yum, yum to carrot cake.
Well, okay, you say that. And then I am coming off of the heels of really trying to grill you on what kind of cake you like because your birthday was coming up and I wanted to make cake decisions and friends were asking for my help making cake decisions.
Yeah.
To where you did, and I thought I had you at carrot cake. Mm-hmm. And then you pushed the whole idea over and said, I don't like cake at all. I like pie. I want pie.
Well, if they had had pie, I would have gotten it over the cake. The other vegan dessert option was a sorbet. They had strawberry or lemon sorbet available in addition to the carrot cake as a vegan option, but carrot cake over sorbet. Yeah.
You're craving that cake.
Yeah. And I'd been sitting in a nice cool room at that point. I wasn't hot.
Yeah.
So the roasted beet salad is petite rosette lettuce, herb pesto, hazelnuts, and then they leave out the caramelized goat cheese and give you additional roasted beets.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
Very few beets.
Yeah, it was a very small salad.
Yeah, very few beets. And when you're sharing them, you get half that.
Yeah.
What's half of very few? Very, very few.
Correct. Beautifully presented, yeah. Though. There's like a smear of pesto on the plate, and then the beets were arranged in little clusters, and then they put the lettuce pieces were like sticking out of the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautifully, very pretty, but there were, I can count them, 4, 8, 12 little 1-inch chunks of beets.
Yeah. On not the enough. Plate. Not tasty, delicious, astounding even. Not enough.
Could have eaten twice as many beets for sure.
Could have eaten 4 times as many. I could have had 2 of those orders to myself.
Yeah.
It's not like the olives at Del Bar. This is not enough beets. Way too few beets.
And for the entree, the plant-based entree was a pad thai,
mm-hmm.
which I will tell you about. Oh, excuse me. So sorry. Space pad thai.
Space pad. Wait.
And that's why thai is in quotes. No, you're right. Space pad.
Why didn't they call it launch pad thai? What's a space pad?
Excellent question is what that is. Rice noodles, stir-fried vegetables, crispy tofu, bean sprouts, garlic chili crunch, which you have my heart, sweet soy chili sauce. What'd you think?
Huge portion.
Huge. We split.
Corrected for the sins. No, I don't think we split.
No.
I think I ordered the lunch, you ordered the dinner, and we split the, because the lunch came with the beets, dinner came with the dessert.
Oh, we each had a pad thai, and then I got the beets and you got the carrot cake, and we shared the appetizers.
Right.
The appetizer and dessert. That's what we did.
Huge portion. Corrected for the sins of the beet salad.
Mm-hmm.
Too much.
Here's a too picture much food. To jog your memory.
Yes. A lot of noodle.
I ate too much food, of which I ate every last bite.
It was full. I was very full.
Mm-hmm.
I ate all of it. I got to say, I thought it was pretty bland. I didn't think that that it had a lot of character to it.
I thought it was pretty flavorful. I could have done with more chili crisp, but I always can.
Yeah.
I really liked the snap peas in it. I thought the tofu texture was great. I could have done with more veggies. There were some bell peppers and onions, and I think a little more veggie. But I often feel that way about rice and noodle dishes at restaurants. Like, because rice and noodles are cheap and vegetables are expensive. Rice and noodles keep, vegetables go bad. So I see why they do it that way, but I like a better rice, like starch to veggie ratio in my dishes.
We're also paying through the nose for these dishes.
Yeah.
So you want them to be
what you want,
a good representation of all of the ingredients. I thought to myself a couple of times, I guess I'm just going to keep eating, because it's not like we were going to take out with us or take leftovers with us through the parks.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make the most of it and eat it all. I kind of forced myself to finish it. Again, not because of the taste, but just because of the portion. And it sat kind of heavy, and I did not feel like I had indulged or like been bad, you know, in a fun way by eating it. I felt like I had just like done the job. You gotta order the food, you gotta eat the food, that kind of thing.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I didn't feel like it was a job to eat it. I liked it. I thought the sauce was good. It was sweet, salty, a little bit spicy. Mm-hmm. I could have used a little more heat, but I get why, you know, it's a Disney crowd. I get why they toned down the heat.
They probably would have brought you some sauce.
I know. I didn't think to ask. Yeah. I was so hungry.
They were very busy
too.
It was hard to get their attention. Not Tina's fault.
Busy Not crowd. Tina's fault. It was packed. It was like peak lunch rush. So after the pad thai, out came dessert.
Mm-hmm.
The kid got the lemon sorbet.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely. It was lemon sorbet.
Yeah.
Get that anywhere.
Yeah, I don't like lemon.
Out came the carrot cake.
Tina said this was her favorite.
Mm-hmm. Tina's not vegan.
Yeah.
She let us know that. She's like, I'm not vegan and I love this.
Yeah.
And that, it's because sometimes vegan stuff can be vegan good, but this was good.
And people who aren't vegan like to let you know.
They do. Yeah. They will. How do you know someone's not vegan? They'll tell you.
I've seen. thought we could be more sophisticated than that. I guess you belonged in the Space 220 lounge.
With that guy looking in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Cool. This was a layer cake. There were two layers with cream cheese frosting in the middle and then dollops on the top. And then it had toasted pepitas all over, which are like pumpkin seeds, and this walnut brown sugar cinnamon crumble. Yeah. And then there was on the side this smear of cashew cream with like kind of a like a sweet like carrot butter, like carrot butter, like think of pumpkin butter, sweet cinnamony, but carrots.
Yeah.
Okay. Because carrot butter sounds weird, but I'm saying think of apple butter, pumpkin butter. This was like carrot butter.
Speaking of weird though, I have a real problem with pepitas.
Really?
Because I think they're going to be little peppers.
Oh, yeah. We've had talked about this. Okay, and they're pine, and they're pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we've talked about this.
Go on.
I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I think they're going to be peppers.
And you love a hot pepper.
I like peppers, and I like when people add peppers to things that don't normally have peppers. I get excited.
You were like,
what are you going to try? Yeah.
A spicy carrot cake. Yeah. What are you going to be? I get it. You had your hopes up for like a really new experience.
Yeah.
And then it was pumpkin seeds.
They just announced Coke Spicy. We had a, it was on a commercial during the movies yesterday. I was excited for it to be a spicy Coke.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a spiced Coke.
Spiced, which is not like the same. Cloves?
Yes.
Mm.
Raspberry spiced Coca-Cola, which I'm like, you had me at spicy Coke. Give me a fucking spicy Coke.
Like a ginger Coke?
No, like a cayenne Coke.
Okay.
I know. I know.
That sounds good.
Anyway. Pepitas, I get the same excitement about. See how much I lit up when I was talking about something I wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I did. Maybe we should talk about spicy Coke somewhere.
Did you talk about whether you liked the cheesecake or not? Or the carrot cake?
Oh, I loved the carrot cake. I loved it. I loved it. Dave noped out at some point.
I took a bite. I liked it. I was so full from the sins of the noodles.
I managed to eat all of it. Oh, also, the kid asked if he could get a side of fries because he really wanted some fries.
And I pulled the most expensive trip ever card. And
did you?
I said, how much are the extra fries?
And you know what she did? She comped the fries because there are not very many vegan options on the menu.
Yeah.
So that was really nice of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say, I was pretty disappointed looking at the menu just at how few options there were. And Tina, it was like she saw us and she got ahead of that, that feeling and made it such a great experience.
And I'll say I was not surprised or disappointed by the lack of vegan options. I thought that there was the prefix was so limited. It was literally like being on an airplane and getting the beef option, the fish option, or the veggie option.
Yeah, like, I guess so.
You're picking one of three, maybe four tracks on this menu.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool that you can ride all the way through with a not even a adjusted, like a pretty as is vegan option. They took the cheese out of the beets, but that was it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that's impressive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's all in how you look at things.
I guess so.
So on a scale of 1 to 10 craned necks, what do you give Space 220?
I guess I would have to give it 2 crane necks.
Wow.
Because I think more crane necks is worse.
Uh-huh.
So 2 is a good score.
Okay.
Golf rules.
Sure.
Golf rules. I feel like it just wasn't a 10 out of 10 experience for me. The beats, there could have been more. And I hear you about it being a prefix, but I just feel like one more appetizer, like a veggie. Roast some broccoli, y'all. I don't need much. Roast some broccoli, put a lemon wedge on the side. I'm happy. I just think one more veggie option, I would have been more satisfied.
Gotcha.
I enjoyed the cheesecake, but in the middle of the afternoon, what I really would have enjoyed was an extra. What would have been better for me, like in terms of my energy level and stuff the rest of the day, would have been another veggie and not a slice of carrot cake.
Right.
I think I said cheesecake. It's always been carrot cake.
I said
cake.
Cheesecake too.
Oh, you earlier. Did?
Yeah.
Listener, it's carrot cake. There's no cheesecake involved at all.
But there is carrot butter.
Carrot butter.
But not carrot cheese.
Correct. Yeah. What about you? How many golf rules craned necks?
We don't rate the restaurants.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. I liked it, by the way. Space 220. I liked it. Hey, it's Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and present it for discussion. This week's headline is from plantbasednews.org. You are laughing at me for some reason, so I'm going to stop looking at you. the reporter is Polly Foreman, posted March 20th, 2024. Headline is, IKEA brings plant-based hot dogs to the U.S. and they're cheaper than meat. IKEA's plant dog is part of its ever-growing meat-free range. IKEA has officially introduced its plant-based hot dog to U.S. customers, and the product costs just 70 cents. The Swedish furniture brand, which has 53 stores across the USA, has been increasing its meat-free menu as part of its goal to be 50% plant-based by 2025. Other options on that menu include plant balls, veggie balls, and veggie dogs. The difference between the veggie dog and the plant dog is that the former is made to mimic actual meat. I screwed that up because I got them wrong in my head and was like, you can just swap them as you read it and you'll be fine. And then it did a direct former-latter relationship claim. So I'll take it again. The difference between the plant dog and veggie dog is that the former is made to mimic actual meat. It's made from rice protein, apple, onion, and other seasonings. The veggie dog, in contrast, is made from vegetables and grains like kale, onions, quinoa, and lentils. Continues to go on about how IKEA embraces plant-based food, the claim that it already made, but some more details there. And yeah, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I'll say, give him the click.
Yeah,
give
them the click. That's why I didn't read the rest of the article. Also, before you say anything.
Yeah.
I want to applaud you for waiting until the end to jump in with your comments. That could either mean that you're growing or that you're not interested in what I have to say. But either way, thank you.
I'm growing. I really want to try this. My first thought was we need to go to IKEA ASAP.
Mm-hmm. IKEA ASAP.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
IKEAAS. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kid is going to be very excited about this too. He loves a vegan meat that's really trying to taste like meat. He does not like a black bean burger.
Yeah.
He does not like a veggie hot dog that's made out of veggies. Like, he wants his veggies to be veggies and he wants his vegan meats to be meaty.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited that there's a cheap option like that that we can grab.
Yeah.
That will make him happy.
Totes agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And honestly, I just want to eat it. What do you think? What are your thoughts? Yep. Now, go ahead.
Please keep asking.
Dave, hey.
Yeah.
So, hey, Dave, what are your thoughts? So Dave, before you go on, can you tell me your thoughts?
Oh, sure. Of course. Wait, I'll stop down and I'll let you know what I think about this news. We were in Atlanta when the IKEA opened here.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was very excited.
Yes, because before that, our closest IKEA was in Virginia, which is like 10 hours away.
And the sub-headline of everybody's excitement was, and it's like they got a whole restaurant there. You can eat there.
And it's cheap.
You can eat there. That was the whole...
You can go, you can shop, you can eat.
Right.
It's like the mall.
You can eat there.
Yeah. It is kind of like we were excited about a mall food court.
Yes.
And that is what it is.
We were excited about a mall cafeteria, which is like what department stores used to have.
Yeah.
People were legit excited about that.
It's true, especially the Swedish meatballs.
I never will have had the vegan meatballs. Never had them. I did have the salmon. I used to be a salmon boy when I did that trip. So I have not been... The cafeteria is on the same floor as the showroom. The bottom floor is the warehouse where you get the boxes, the things you want to buy. The top floor is the showroom and the cafeteria. I avoid the top floor at all costs now. Because once you get in there, to get out of there is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hectic. It's so stressful. There's people everywhere. You get lost.
Yeah, much better to just know what bins your stuff is in and go straight to them.
Right.
The showroom is, it's a maze too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You said you get lost.
Yeah. You get lost. Like you would in a maze. Which might have been where you were headed.
I'm feeling so validated right now.
Okay. So it's mazes. If they were easy to get through, it'd be a pretty bad maze.
Yeah, true.
So all that to say, like, I kind of opted out of the cuisine portion of IKEA a long time ago.
It's because you have to go upstairs.
Because you have to go upstairs to do it.
Yeah.
And I regretted it. You know, it's not nice, but I just don't want to get into that.
Yeah, there's plenty of food.
Right. But they have the little space down in the warehouse where you can get the hot dogs, the sodas, the ices, the ice cream, mm-hmm. like all that. And there's a little market space there too.
Yep, where you can get the lingonberry jam, et cetera.
Et cetera. Yes, exactly. So I'm excited to have some plant-based hot dog options there. I did try the veggie dog.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, we're going to talk about this on the pod. We never did. I didn't like it. It was interesting. It was spicy. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get you go to IKEA to pick up a bookshelf. You're probably going on your lunch break. You're like, I'm going to get two hot dogs and a soda to have something in the tank.
Yeah.
And that's going to be my lunch today. At the end of the day, I'll look back and I'll be like, could have made a better lunch decision, but I needed the bookshelf and I wasn't going to do that after work because of traffic. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm excited to be able to do that again.
Yeah, for
Even
sure.
Even if it's not a good option, it's still fun while you're doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're getting food in your belly, to your point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes it doable.
Except they have Pepsi products.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't they know they're in Atlanta?
I don't know that they do.
This is Talking Toe News.
You know who does know that we're in Atlanta? These location targeted ads. That's good.
I told you to do it and you did it.
Check.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. Let's eat something new.
We already ate it, listener.
We did. This is always in the past.
I know. I need to rename this segment. Anyway.
Nobody knows that that's what you've written here.
No. No, unless you read it. Unless you read it aloud.
So I should not read the scripts is what you're saying.
The script is an outline. So when we were getting ready for this trip to Orlando that included our visit to Epcot and Space 220, we drove down to Orlando from here. Dave's parents live in the Orlando area, so anytime we go to the theme parks down there, we'll spend a day or two on each end visiting his family, and we drive down. So it's a long drive. It's a six-hour drive that has taken as much as 14 hours, depending on traffic.
Yeah.
The 14 hours was bananas. Like, usually it's 6 to 8.
Yeah.
But that's a long drive, and so we bring a big, huge bag of snacks, and Dave came home from Trader Joe's with a ton of delights for the drive, including these JoJo's.
Do you want to explain what JoJo's are?
So JoJo's are the Trader Joe's Oreos. They're sandwich cookies.
Yeah.
And they love to do like a themed seasonal JoJo. They do candy cane JoJo's around Christmas time that are like chocolate cookies with the cream has candy cane crunchy pieces in it. They do a pumpkin JoJo in the fall that's like pumpkin spice. And they just put out recently these cinnamon bun JoJo's.
And I will say they riff on the JoJo's as much as Nabisco riffs on the Oreo. Like, there are at any time multiple variations on the JoJo theme.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see what JoJo's are out there.
They're not always vegan. They're usually not vegan. But the core JoJo typically is.
Yeah. Are they usually not?
Like, they'll do chocolate-covered JoJo's. It's like Oreo. Like,
oh, yeah. They did a cheesecake one, I think, also that wasn't at one point.
Yeah.
You're right.
So there's a decent chance that the JoJo's you're looking at when you go there are vegan, but it never hurts to triple check.
Yeah, definitely check. But these cinnamon bun JoJo's were vegan.
Yeah.
It is a vanilla-y cookie coated in cinnamon sugar. And then the inside is a vanilla cinnamon cream.
Yeah.
And we pulled these out mid-road trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The JoJo's have the same situation as an Oreo where, like, that day one JoJo is a completely different experience from the day two plus JoJo. I think Oreo, maybe it's got some more preservatives. Maybe that changes to day three plus, like the first 2 days of Oreo or sweet sailing. But the drop off is pretty fast with both cookies. I thought that this JoJo was as tasty as any other. Like, it was fun. It's fun, mapley. Like, I got a syrupy vibe from it.
Yeah.
But then, like, I had no interest in it the next day.
Oh.
I did not want to go back.
I kept eating these. So I'm obsessed with these. They're, okay. The cinnamon sugar gives, like, an extra, like, a different kind of crunchiness. Like, the cookie is crunchy, but then the cinnamon sugar is, like, a different kind of crunchy also. And then the cinnamon cream inside. If you enjoy, like, a cinnamon, it wasn't overpowering, like, hurting you cinnamon. But if you enjoy, like, a cinnamon bun type thing,
yeah,
I think that you're going to love these. They're so good. I would love to crumble them on top of a cake or a cupcake as a topping. I just think they were incredible. I enjoyed biting into them whole.
Yeah.
I enjoyed twisting it in half and eating it where there's a lot of frosting happening and then you just have the one cookie.
Yeah. You do like to...
I like to do that.
State that you like to do that.
Because one cookie turns into two cookies. It's like magic. Yeah. I loved these and I enjoyed them for... I think a week.
Yeah.
I thought they were good. And I think to your point, the cinnamon sugar kind of makes up for some of the loss of crunch that you get with just the passage of time. What were your thoughts?
I gave you my thoughts.
I guess you did. You were like, they're fun. They're fine.
They're fun. They're fine. I thought the taste was really good the first day.
Yeah.
But yeah, once that crunch goes away or that crunch changes, because it doesn't like get soft, but the crunch changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It softens.
Yeah.
Not like the cookie goes soft. The crunch
it's
softens
like
is the wrong word.
When we started dating, I had my same face.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have my same face, but there are some wrinkles. Mm-hmm. You could focus on the wrinkles, or you could focus on the face.
Yeah.
Or you could focus on the new beauty that the combination of the face and the wrinkles creates. These are your choices.
These are, yes.
With the cookie, all I'm thinking about is that youthful face.
Yeah.
Like, I don't choose to appreciate an aged Oreo.
Nor should you.
All I want to do is measure. Sorry that I'm boring you. All that I want to do is measure how much worse the Oreo has gotten. Because at some point, it's going to get so much worse that it is not safe to eat.
Is this the one that we rate?
Yeah, we rate this one.
Great. So on a scale of 1 to 10 faces. You do it. I can't.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, gosh.
What?
I'm scared.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Kroger's Fat Rod Pretzels.
Okay.
See?
You did good.
I had to go through a lot of bad ones to get there, too.
I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, I was going
to
get nasty.
Oh, boy.
What do you give it?
10. I love these.
Really?
Yes.
A 10.
I would.
You have been so liberal with the 10s lately.
I have. I've been hungry.
I think you're just happy.
I think maybe I am. Sorry, listener.
No,
I'm enjoying my life and food.
I understand that this podcast is pointless, but we have to take some aspects of it seriously.
These are a 10 for me. I loved them. I want them again. I wish that Trader Joe's would make them a permanent addition.
I think that I am falling off of Trader Joe's sweet options.
Really?
In favor of being more of a salty savory boy when it comes to Trader Joe's treats.
They do have amazing savory options.
Yeah. And their sweet options are less and less vegan friendly. Like, they've got a lot of them. They all look interesting, but I get tired of turning that box around and then putting it back.
Yeah, they did used to have, like, their dark chocolate used to be vegan. Like, they have in the up high area, like, chocolate covered peanuts and stuff like that. And those, like, the chocolate, if it was like dark chocolate covered something that's vegan, mm-hmm. It was vegan because their dark chocolate was vegan, and now their dark chocolate has milk. Yeah. I don't know when that happened, but.
Yeah.
It was very disappointing. They've changed their formulas. This is true.
So if I could get back to my rating.
Yes, I do apologize.
I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10.
Wow. Okay.
Because I enjoyed it in the moment. I didn't find it to be a snack extravaganza for the week the way that you did. And if we're talking about moments, and I don't know if I've talked about this on the pod, I'm chasing moments this year.
Okay.
We've talked about it. I'm chasing moments.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm doing what I'm doing in April. Chasing moments.
Yeah.
Chase those moments. I could chase a better moment than this. If the moment's all I'm getting, I could chase a better one than this. So it's 6 out of 10.
Okay. 6 out of 10. Gosh.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm taking that personally. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hi.
Dave.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Let's eat some pretzels.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
Do you want to have a snack?
Girl, why'd you do it?
Listener, on a recent episode, I mentioned that I brought the kid with me to the grocery store, and he was kind of like, we were both doing runners. Like, I would give him 3 list items. I'd take 3 list items. We'd meet back, like, at aisle 7 or whatever.
I don't know why doing runners is triggering gross imagery to me.
Are you gonna be okay? Doing a runner. You're gonna survive.
Doing runners. Is this a phrase?
I don't think so. Okay. Is that why it's triggering you?
Makes me think of the runs.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
So anyway, at some point we met back up at aisle 7, and he had some items that I had not asked for, but he was like, I think you should try these on the pod. And I forget what the other item. Oh, it was the Fanta, those Fanta cups.
Yep.
And then the other item was these Snyder's Hot Buffalo Pretzels. In both of them, he was like, I checked. I think they're vegan, but can you check?
Mm-hmm.
Which is so sweet. What a sweet boy.
Yep.
I checked. They are vegan. So this is like someone took a big hard pretzel and broke it into pieces and then flavored it with buffalo sauce.
It is like if the Trader Joe's peanut butter pretzel, they're that size, little pillow pretzels. Mm-hmm. They're not filled with something. They're that. It's if those were 10 times the density, they're very hard.
Yeah.
I'm just preparing you.
It's like a stick pretzel, right? Like the big fatty stick.
Harder than that.
Okay. I'm like not hungry at all.
We used to order these quite a bit in the jalapeno varietal.
I do remember that now. Okay. Yeah, and as I'm looking at them, ooh, it smells buffalo-y. Mm. I'm going to grab just one. I'm so full. I just ate a huge bowl of noodles.
I love a buffalo anything. That's a great flavor. It's a great tang.
Mm. I'm in.
Here's the thing that the reason why we stopped getting these.
Yeah.
The powder coating on the outside.
Does it burn your mouth after a while?
Well.
I feel like it would because it's acidic.
That's not the reason. I never get that far. It's too chalky. It irritates my teeth to like chew on it too much.
Mm.
It gets really, really chalky to the point where I start getting that nails on a chalkboard sensation or the of chalkiness. And that's an unappealing vibe to have when you're eating.
I'm not getting that.
It's the resistance of the first bite that gets me. So
I like these.
Yeah. They're tasty.
Like I said, I don't usually like pretzels. What I don't like about pretzels is I feel like they're bland, but these are so seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I don't know. I'd probably eat a seasoned chip before I ate this.
These are fun. We'll finish the bag.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting that texture that you're...
Challenge. Keep trying until finish the whole bag and then I'll admit that I was wrong.
I'm so full. Yeah, these are good. I mean, I'll keep eating them. I don't think I'll get them again, but they're good. They're flavorful. If you like pretzels and you also like flavored chips, I think you'll like these.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like pretzels. Dave?
Yeah.
You were kind of a thumbs in the middle?
Thumbs in the middle, yeah.
I'm like middle towards up my thumb. If these were like, if I went to a party and these were out, I would get some to eat.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would buy these regularly. They're fun.
Yeah.
They're fun.
It says big flavor on the back, and I tend to agree.
It does have big flavor.
Yeah. Do we have a letter?
We do. Carolina writes, I saw Dune Part 2 with my oldest child. After the harvester attacked, when all the Fremen are cheering and celebrating, my kid leaned over and whispered, this is in Swedish, but she translates, I love this. So cool to get to share nerd stuff with a new nerd generation.
Mm.
I got to say, I agree.
It's true.
It is so fun watching our kid turn into just a big old nerd.
Yeah.
And be able to relate to him on that level. Yeah. Even though some of the nerd stuff he's into, like the anime stuff, isn't like something I'm super into. Right. I still love watching him go down that path.
Something you look down your nose at.
No,
yeah,
what?
Something you snoot on.
Untrue.
Something you make fun of in his presence.
What are you talking about? Untrue.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh. Making me sound like a monster.
Yeah. No, you're supportive.
Thank you.
You're pretty supportive.
What are your thoughts on raising a nerd?
I agree. 100%.
Do you want to try to say with the sentence she wrote?
Why would you set me up to do that? I can barely pronounce things that I'm trying to pronounce.
Yeah, you want to read it in your in your brain?
Empanada. See?
Oh, that's growth.
God damn it.
Carolina, thank you so much for the letter. I enjoyed reading it. I enjoyed thinking about what a joy it is to raise a big old nerd. Hey, if you would like to write us a letter, write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or slide into our DMs, Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. I read and respond to every single one. And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. We will. and do a big favor and do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. If you do a story on Instagram about our podcast and tag us, we will share your story on our Instagram stories. Oh my goodness, what an opportunity.
You should have said do us a big flavor. Because we're a food podcast.
Well, another flavor you can do is pick up some merch. Grab yourself a Talking Tofu mug, tee, sticker, mouse pad, and more in our Tee Public shop, teepublic.com/talkin-tofu. And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
Wow. I'm Line Leader on Instagram and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talking Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.